Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Steven Van Zanen, Head of Product Management and Marketing at BroadForward. Welcome, Steven.
Hi.
So, Steven, first question off the bat is, can you introduce us to BroadForward and your role within the networking arena?
So, BroadForward is a Netherlands-based signaling expert company. We're a leader in intelligent routing and interworking software for networks like 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, IMS, fixed Wi-Fi, including IPX and machine-to-machine networks. As a product vendor, we deliver next-generation signaling products and network applications to providers all over the world. So my role in BroadForward is to head up product management for our range of products, and I also am the head of marketing.
Obviously, signaling is an incredibly important part of a network solution. Tell me a little bit about how your solutions fit in with a broader context and what BroadForward has been specifically known for in the industry.
Yeah, so in 2011, we launched a signaling product called BFX. It's an interface gateway. It's designed specifically as a software-based any-to-any signaling interworking and routing product. And the reason for it is that we foresaw already early on that there will be a great demand for convert signaling solutions that sit across multi-vendor, multi-technology environments. And of course, now with 5G coming up, that's turning to be the right place to be.
And why is there such a struggle to achieve fixed mobile convergence today?
The reason is that, first of all, operators manage more disparate network technology than ever before, right? I mean, 2G is still the most used technology, believe it or not, right? With 4G now the fastest growing, and now we're already looking at 5G. So there's a combination of 2G, 3G, 4G. IMS is an additional overlay technology. And then there's fixed Wi-Fi. And also IT is becoming more and more important for mobile carriers particularly. So carriers are facing all these different technologies, and they actually have a real hard time to enable true unique service across these hybrid networks. They're all based on different technology. They use different vendors to enable some of the requirements that they have in those core networks. Each of these network types, they use different incompatible signaling languages. There's a huge range of different signaling languages. And then again, you have the vendors using incompatible configurations that not necessarily are capable of communicating with each other. So the carrier is the man in the middle. And until now, they've always relied on individual vendors to fix those signaling issues. But as the internet-like experience becomes more prevalent, you know, there's a need for dynamic solutions, very quickly resolving signaling issues and also enabling signaling integration across those systems, technologies, and vendors. And that's been a major issue because of high cost and slow time to market. You know, it can take up to months before a carrier has that resolved across these vendors and these technologies. And if you then look at quad play, which is the major growing element in the telco space, they're obviously all looking for how to create, and signaling is a key part of that, unique service across those different network types.
Is 5G going to make this problem worse or better? And how do you see operators dealing with the complexity of 5G introduction within this multi-technology signaling challenge?
Well, what's interesting, first of all, you know, that we just had the first iteration of the 5G NR release. What 5G actually does, it completely depends on convergence. It's a solution that will be based on a service-oriented and cloud-based architecture. So it's all going to be software. It's all going to be very internet-based. And most importantly, it's a follow-the-user concept, which means that the carrier needs to be able to follow the user across legacy, mobile, and fixed Wi-Fi networks. So in a certain sense, 5G will deliver what carriers are already trying to achieve today. However, we're talking about tens of years before we reach to a point where there's going to be one physical 5G network doing both fixed and mobile, I think. And by the way, as with all the core network technologies, we see yet another signaling technology being introduced. In this case, it's going to be based on HTTP version 2. So it requires an entirely new configuration, expertise, integration. And then, of course, in order to follow the user service across all these networks, there needs to be a very, very tight integration between the existing networks and the 5G environment. And because they don't speak the same language, there needs to be a lot of interworking and translation and routing between those. So complexity will increase initially.
Enter signaling orchestration. Tell me a little bit about why this is valuable and essential, really, to get the full value out of 5G and what your company is doing to help deliver this technology.
The current vendor-by-vendor, technology-by-technology, and use case-by-use case approach is simply not going to work once you have a single core network trying to hold on to all these different technologies across vendors, right? So 5G will ultimately be demanding that fundamentally different approach, and we believe that the transition to 5G already demands it. Signaling orchestration, what it does differently compared to, let's say, the traditional way of dealing with things is that it provides a centralized signaling management, which decouples the orchestration layer, so where you actually make the integration and the translations between the different languages and the different technologies. It actually decouples that from the underlying protocol and access technologies, and that allows the user, in this case the carrier, to create converged services on the fly, right? You don't have to go back to the drawing table. It's done there and then. And that is, you know, much more mimicking the internet. So signaling orchestration isn't just reducing cost and reducing time to market. It also allows carriers to take control on how fast and what type of service they want to release to the customers. And by the way, 5G is all about making bespoke quality of service across network slices. And again, there, signaling orchestration is going to be crucial.
Now, what has the response been from operators to this technology, and where do you see the evolution of deployment going over the next year?
We work a lot with customers across the domain. So we have IPX customers doing the interconnect, you know, based on diameter. We have customers using pure SSM. We have customers doing fixed Wi-Fi convergence, so authentication from Wi-Fi to cellular. But we also have cable providers. So I'll give you an example where one cable provider acquired a mobile carrier in order to create unique quad play services. And in order to do that, they have to become the converged services provider. And they fairly quickly caught on to the fact that that means they have to integrate their mobile and fixed Wi-Fi assets. They need to have some way of unifying the signaling logic. The key problem that they foresaw was how to do that in a multi-vendor, multi-technology environment means that you need something that resides independent of those technologies and can be adopted by themselves. So the whole reason for them to look at us was to avoid vendor dependencies. And so our interworking and routing software allows them to enable those servers across 2G, 3G, 4G, fixed Wi-Fi, IMS, but also machine-to-machine and 5G. It can work across the legacy, both telco legacy IT protocols such as SS7, number portability protocols, diameter radius, HTTP and LDAP. And it can do that across all the proprietary vendor implementations, right? So they can do that themselves. They don't really need us if they want to adopt it. Of course, we help them. And finally, of course, they want to take all of this into 5G because that's where convergence should come to its own. One of the things that we see a lot as well is IT, the role of IT. So security, where network to IT take HTTP integration for mobile ID initiatives, right, where banking is connecting to the core network and they share information in order for a fraudulent behavior to be stopped, but also to protect the subscribers with a secure identity, because the mobile phone, of course, is the endpoint in many transactions nowadays, right? It's way more than just a device to call. And so that whole integration across the different network types is not just telco technology, it's also IT is a crucial part in that.
I know that you're part of the Intel Network Builders program and are working with other vendors in the industry associated with laying the foundations of these technologies. Tell me about the importance of open standards and working together as an industry to deliver interoperable solutions to market.
Open standards are crucial. However, the majority of vendors today, they build their technology for specific functions, for a specific technology. And as I said, the open standards work within those technologies. And you know, what our role is to make sure that they work across those technologies, across the vendors. And that's where we put all our effort in. And what we do with the Intel Network Builders, of course, is to not only get involved very deeply with other players in the ecosystem, but also Intel helps us a lot in making sure that we abide by those open standards and that we are compliant, right? So we do things like testing the Intel hardware, working with Intel on several other fronts in the Intel Network Builders. And so for us, that's pretty important. Open standards for us is the basis of our product. However, we don't assume that all the networks have the ability to overcome compatibility issues. So we have made it in such a way that we can also work with non-standard proprietary versions of the different signaling. And I think that makes it way, way easier to enable virtualization and FESDN for the coming years.
Can you tell me one final question, where folks can go to engage with reps from your company and find out more about your solutions?
Absolutely. So first of all, we work with a lot of channel partners and a lot of system integrators that either resell and bring our product to market. So we're always happy for system integration and partners to work with us, but also, of course, for the carrier community that wants to talk to us can go to www.broadforward.com. And on the homepage, you'll immediately find some of the solutions that we have and the section where they also find the contact numbers and emails if they want to reach out to us.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure, and we look to have you on again in the future.
Thank you very much.